then grant that this your noise have chid down all the majesty of England. Imagine that you see the wretched strangers, their babies at their backs and their poor luggage, plodding to the ports and coasts for transportation, and that you sit as kings in your desires, authority quite silenced by your brawl, and you in rough of your opinions clothed. What had you got? I'll tell you, you had taught how insolence and strong hand should prevail, how order should be quelled. And by this pattern, not one of you should live an aged man, for other ruffians, as their fancies wrought, with self-same hand, self-reasons, and self-right, would shark on you, and men like ravenous fishes would feed on one another.
Before God, that's as true as the gospel.
Nay, this is a sound fellow, I tell you. Let's mark him.
Let me set up before your thoughts, good friends, on supposition, which if you will mark, you shall perceive how horrible a shape your insurrection bears. First, 'tis a sin, which oft the apostle did forewarn us of, urging obedience to authority. And 'twere no error if I told you all you were in arms against your God himself.
Marry, God forbid that!
They certainly you are. For to the king God hath his office lent, of dread, of justice, power, and command, have bid him rule and willed you to obey. And to add ampler majesty to this, he have not only lent the king his figure, his throne, his sword, but given him his own name, calls him a god on earth. What do you then, rising against him that God himself installs, but rise against God? What do you to your souls in doing this? Oh, desperate as you are, wash your foul minds with tears, and those same hands that you like rebels lift against the peace, lift up for peace, and your unreverent knees make them your feet to kneel to be forgiven. Tell me but this. What rebel captain, as mutinies are like to hap, by his name can still the rout? Who will obey a traitor? Or how can well that proclamation sound, when there is no addition but a rebel to qualify a rebel? You'll put down strangers, kill them, cut their throats, possess their houses, and lead the majesty of law on leash to slip him like a hound. Say now the king, as he is clement if the offender mourn, should so much come too short of your great trespass as merely to banish you. Whither would you go? What country, by the nature of your error, should give you harbour? Go you to France or Flanders, to any German province, Spain or Portugal, nay, anywhere that not adheres to England, why, you must needs be strangers. Would you be pleased to find a nation of such barbarous temper that, breaking out in hideous violence, would not afford you an abode on earth, whet their detested knives across your throats, spurn you like dogs, and like as if that God owned not nor made not you, nor that the elements were not all appropriate to your comforts, but chartered unto them? What would you think to be thus used. This is the stranger's case. And this, your mountainish inhumanity.